You were Jack Heaven on SEN, day one of the Sheffield Shield season. Victoria, none for 125 against South Australia at the Junction Oval. That match has been going for 33 overs. Nick Maddison, 68. Marcus Harris, 57. And Queensland, on the other hand, 2 for 32. Have just lost two quick wickets. Sean Abbott picking up one of them. Harry Conway picking up the other. So the Bulls are 2 for 32 after 21 overs. The other Sheffield Shield game to start this afternoon is WA versus Tassie. We'll keep you up to date with that one as it comes to hand a little bit later on in the day. 1300 736 736 is how you can join me on the phone. You can send me a text on 0433 98 11 16 as well. David Noble from the Brisbane Lions will join us in just a matter of moments. And then also a little bit later on this hour, Simeon Thomas-Wilson from the Adelaide Advertiser. We're going to try and get an understanding about where the Crows coaching chase sits at the moment. Matthew Nix has been discussed. Adam Uzay has been discussed. And then also, where are the Crows at during this trade and free agency period? We haven't heard a lot from them. Justin Reid's done a couple of things, but other than that, not much. So we'll try and get a bit of a gauge for what they're doing as well. You can keep sending through your text on Eddie Betts as well, whether you think it's a good move or a bad move. 0433 98 11 16. A couple of people letting me know that the extra 5,000 to 10,000 members that Eddie Betts will bring will pay his wage alone. We'll come back to this conversation a little bit later on. But the Brisbane Lions have lost Luke Hodge to retirement, and another experienced Hawk is coming into the Lions for 2020 as an unrestricted free agent. Grant Birchall joins the Lions, and Brisbane's head of football, David Noble, joins us here on SEN. David, good afternoon.
Great, Jack. How are you going?
I'm good. Well done. This is another one that you were pretty keen to have a look at, and it's come off.
It has. Yeah, we done our medical, looked at, you know, where we sort of thought our needs, you know, ended up needing to be sort of this time of year. Birch's run and carry, you know, his ability to perform in big games. We think he's, you know, he's in an area where he needs to get in and do another pre-season. We think he's at that point now. And, yeah, he brings certainly some experience to our back end, no doubt about that.
The medical's the important...
When Mitch was able to get himself up and going through the wing, you know, ability to kick the ball inside, efficiently inside 50 is really important. But predominantly, it's the guy that can continue to add to that run. We know that we like the lefties as well. You know, Daniel Rich is down there. Mm. He's got some power, but probably not so much the carry. So we think that Grant's ability to either release the ball, get it back, you know, to be that sort of 70, 80 metre type of player is something that we felt we could add into that back end.
I'm guessing the boys would have learned a lot from this year. We'll talk about that in a moment. But by having Grant there, is there still that belief that they're just not quite at that point from an experience perspective as yet, and having someone like him in will help?
No, I think it's more what we needed to bring in, which was more the run, the carry, the use of the ball. The fact that Birch is such an experienced campaigner, I think, is the benefit in this case.
Yep.
I think when we flipped it around previously with Hodge, you know, Hodge's experience to be able to guide, help, educate, you know, those guys on field, I think we've been able to do that really well. Whereas now there's a real need for a specific element of our game, and that's the run and carry. And we think that that's what Grant can bring, and the fact that he's got 250 games, you know, of experience, and as I said, you know, he's been able to deliver in big games, which is what we like.
When I saw the tweet come up about 20 minutes ago, Dave, from your social media account at the Lions, I thought it may have been Callum Archie, to be honest. How are things tracking there?
Yeah, look, Dom's going pretty well, I think, with the Gold Coast. You know, they've got several things on the go at the moment, so we're still hopeful that we're able to get that deal across the line. I don't know that it'll be today or tomorrow, mate, but certainly we've certainly got some keen interest. Cal's indicated that he wants to come to us, and now it's just a matter of trying to work with the Gold Coast to get something that's fair and equal for both.
It's a beautiful change for the club, isn't it? From when you got there to now, to have, rather than having players expressing interest to leave, you've got players expressing their interest to want to come.
Yeah, it's a credit to all of our teams, you know, right across the field, you know, whether it's the medical guys, the high performance guys, you know, even our membership guys, and our commercial guys. I think the club as a whole, you know, this year moved significantly. And so I think when people look at us now, they're seeing it's in a totally different light as a football club in total, I think.
Is that your approach during this period now? Sometimes clubs can sort of be scattergun and throw 100 darts at the wall and see what sticks. Mm. You're a bit more specific?
Yeah, I think if you look at our strategy at the moment, mate, we've gone after three free agents.
Yeah.
We missed Elliott, we've got Birchall, and we've got Cam Ellis-Shulman. We'll trade for Callum Archie. We, again, you know, we wanted to strengthen our list. We feel that we're doing that by sort of picking what we feel we need to continue to move and motivate our group forward. Certainly, they've got a, you know, we've got a big challenge in front of us to be able to replicate, you know, what we did this year and play at the same level. You know, you don't just turn the calendar over, mate, as you know.
Yeah.
It's sort of January 1 and it automatically occurs. We've got some hard work that's still ahead of us, but that's the exciting part because we think we've got a young group and a maturing group that are really motivated to achieve success.
Was there a point with Jamie Elliott where you thought you may have been a chance?
Oh, yeah, right till the day that he probably rang us. To be honest, we, you know, which was part of the reason that he came up to have a look around. I mean, players in that are interested in clubs don't generally go to a club to have a visit or to get a feel unless they're genuinely interested and looking to be invested in that footy club. So, yeah, we certainly put our best foot forward. That one didn't work out. You know, last year we went after four and got four. This year we've landed two, you know, out of the three that we've gone after so far, and hopefully we can get Cal across the line, which would be nice.
Last one, as I let you go, Joe Danaher, I'm sure you've been following along with that story and wanting to get out of the Melbourne bubble per se and get away from that. Given that you're in Brisbane and that, let's face it, footy's not the number one sport in that state, even though it should be. Is there something in that? Is it from to players? Is that starting to appeal to players to maybe just get away and get out of the concentration of Melbourne?
Yeah, there's no doubt that some players' personalities will function, you know, in better environments. And that's, look, mate, that's whether it's South Australia or Victoria or WA.
Yeah.
We know that, you know, players sometimes function, you know, better at home and they've got support. And so the same is with us, Gold Coast, Sydney. You know, in Queensland and New South Wales, you are a little bit more anonymous. You can, you know, have a little bit more of a balanced lifestyle. And so that does appeal to a number of different players. The trick for clubs up in the northern end is to be able to try to target those players because that does become a deciding factor for them to move in the end.
David, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And congratulations on the signature of Grant.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
David Noble, the head of football at the Brisbane Lions, joining us. And I got to say, and it's not just because he was on, the Brisbane Lions, from an access point of view and making themselves available, the Brisbane Lions just get it. Trent put that phone call in 10 minutes ago and they were available and ready to go straight away. Just a superb club to deal with from top to bottom. They are absolutely fantastic. We're going to head to Adelaide next. Simeon Thomas-Wilson from The Advertiser will join us for the latest on the Adelaide coaching position and how are the Crows really looking during this trade period. You're with Jack Heverin on SEN.